I want to talk a little bit about reclamation, reclaiming yourself. If we really stop and think about what this means, it means when you get lost to remember where you came from. Because we are often drawn to things, you know, experiences in our life, to places and people that we know at the core of our being is right for us, but maybe our intellectual mind doesn't quite understand why. And so really, you know, to not be so like technical about it, it's our intuition. Our intuition, it's like our body when we're stressed out about something in our life, not working out, or we're trying too hard with our podcasts. Like, I got to sit down and I have to batch everything for a month, or I have to, you know, I can't show up and record an episode every morning, which is what I'm doing, which is for me, using my example of when I started my first podcast, the idea of a daily podcast was like really something that set me on fire. It may not set you on fire, but it certainly does for me. And so that's why this is happening. So my intuition told me to trust this desire and to follow it. And so my call to action for you is to reclaim your own power. What is the medicine that's going to heal you? And then when you find it, to watch the mystery unfold. And sometimes this idea of reclamation can be a lonely experience when we're going through it, because we'll have doubts, because you know what? We have to figure it out by ourselves. We can't get that third party validation, because we got to be careful of that. When we ask our friends and family and people that we love, that we admire, you know, whatever it is, we ask them for advice, but they're not us. They could never know what the blueprint of you is. So this message for you today is to remember your own wisdom and to reclaim it, because that's where you're going to find confidence. And this is going to be a place where you need to go into solitude, maybe to find it, maybe to meditate, maybe to pray, maybe to just stop and pause. So that's it. That's what I have. So I just wanted to share this with you. If you're going through a struggle where you've kind of feel like you've lost yourself, or you've lost your way, or you're paying too much attention to the outside messages, the distractions, social media, whatever it is, because it's in our faces all the time. And so when we reclaim our own power, that also means that we're putting up boundaries. We need to put up our own personal boundaries for ourselves too, not just when it comes to like others, because that's a lot of the times we hear that, right, about putting up boundaries when others can get into your personal space. Well, what about your own, you doing it to yourself, right? This is a call for you to go inside, to go into solitude, to find that confidence. All right, that's all I got for you. So I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you next time. Hey friend, will you help me get the word out about this podcast? I'd like to invite you to join my podcast street team. So think of it like this. You're a founding member in helping this podcast get off the ground and to land in the ears of as many people as possible. So join the effort by going to caragotwarner.com/podcast to join the pod team. And when you do, you'll also have a chance to win some really fun goodies too. And hey, by the way, if you're listening to this after the podcast has been out for a bit, then please join the perpetual pod team. I'm always looking for folks to help me rise the tide. And again, that's caragotwarner.com/podcast. See you next time. And thanks again for listening.